Okay, then.
That's what Daddy taught me. Well, but I almost had it. Dad said it only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, son.
I don't know. I think it's I think second's not bad in NASCAR.
If it ain't first or last.
Okay, Ricky Bobby. We'll move on. Hey, if your dry cleaner's not picking your clothes up at your home or office, cleaning them, bringing them back to you, you need to call my friends over at Lyerly's Dry Cleaners. They do it for free. They'll come to your house, come to your office, pick your clothes up, clean them, bring them back to your home or office. No more trips to the dry cleaner. And to sign up, all you have to do is give them a call, 843-377-6994. Schedule your free pickup. And how about this? If you mention you heard about it here on Fan Talk, you're going to get 20% off your next order. So no more trips to the dry cleaners. Give the folks at Lyerly's to go a call, 843-377-6994. Foe. Right. Talking about the word on the street is that right now a 12-team college football playoff is very likely. Now, we're not going to see it in the next couple of years because TV, all that stuff's got to be straightened out. You know, as far as the bowls, I mean, right now there's only two bowl games that matter. And those are the two bowl games that we use for our college football semifinals. Mm-hmm. I think under a 12-team playoff, that probably will remain the same. And they will rotate them around. The problem is when you take 12 teams out of the mix, and in a perfect world, you're taking the 12 best teams out of the mix, then despite if you're going to still use the Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Orange Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Peach Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, if you're going to use those six bowl games, only two of them can be involved in the playoff.
Yeah.
You can't expect, I mean, fans right now are being asked to travel across the country twice, and it's very tough on them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ask him to do it more than twice. I mean, there's no way. I think twice is actually a little bit unfair. But getting back to my original point, okay, if you incorporate two major bowls for your semifinals and then you have your championship like we do right now, the other four big bowl games, where are they getting their teams from? Because you've just taken the 12 best teams
Yeah.
out of the mix. Will they be able to survive? Will the Orange Bowl be able to survive with the 13th best team going against the 15th best team? Will the Sugar Bowl be able to survive with the 14th best team going against the 16th best team? Will they be able to survive? I don't know that. And you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
Everything changes. I don't like change. I don't like change at all. But I'm getting kind of used to it. You know why I'm getting used to it? Because everything's changing.
And you ain't got no control over it.
And you got no control over it, absolutely. Wow. So, I mean, we could still have these bowl games that nobody goes to anyway.
And have them be worse revenue. Maybe end up getting canceled later on.
But, you know, you've got some bowl games with a lot of money invested in major cities.
It may just be.
And they're going to have a lot of power fighting this idea of a 12-team playoff if they're not included.
They may just have to be trial and error. You know? They may just have to do it just to and say, okay, well, this.
You can't ask fans to go to the Orange Bowl 1 week, the Fiesta Bowl the next week, and then the college football championship game, wherever that might be. You can't do that. At some point, the higher-seeded teams have got to play at home.
Well.
I mean, you really do. Do the conference championship games, do they go away? Where are we going to fit this in? Where are we going to fit in a 12-team playoff? which again would be essentially the one seeds are the top four seeds, however they seed them, whenever they come up with the idea, if they do this, they'll all get a bye. So you're talking about one day of four playoff games involving eight teams. And then your four bye teams will play the winners of those four teams. So you'll have four more games, then you'll have two, then you'll have your championship. So we're adding two more weeks to the season. But we have a month layoff between the end of the season, the conference championship, and you have almost a month layoff between then and the semifinals now.
That's
when we sit back and we watch the FCS playoffs, Division II playoffs, and the Division III playoffs.
Well, in that case, I mean, if they're going to be off, you know,
in bowl games.
So you say the top 12 teams will be off for a month, basically, while all this other stuff goes on.
No, the playoffs would have to start the week after the conference championship games. It would have to. You would have four playoff games. So let's say, just for mass purposes, December 1st are your conference championship games. Then you would have four playoff games on December 8th. Then you would have four more on December 15th. You could possibly take a week off, 2 weeks off for Christmas. Come back for your semifinals last week in December, first week in January, and then your championship game 10 days, 2 weeks after that, somewhere around there. So we're not altering. We're putting more games in. We're not altering any type of timeline. But your biggest people against this are going to be the people that are tied in with these bowl games that are going to get, if they're not going to get left out, and we have six major bowl games, only two of them that I can see could possibly be incorporated into a playoff. You can't ask fans to travel 3 weeks to neutral site places. When one's in Miami, one's in New Orleans, one's in Atlanta, one's in Arizona, one's in California, and one's in Dallas, Texas. That's a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
So who's going to play in the four bowl games to get left out if we use two of those bowl games for your semifinals like we have right now? It'll be interesting to see what the final product is.
Yeah.
If it even gets approved.
I mean, that's the thing. They may start trying to program it. They may come to a halt.
They may say, this is too complicated.
Because they haven't got as far as you have. And be like, you know what? This ain't going to work. Let's just keep things as they were.
Oh, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I agree with you. I think it's a terrible idea. To me, personally, messing around with the bowl games, it's clear that the NCAA, they want their cake and they want to eat it too. I mean, you can't try to tell people that bowl games are important when, you know, your media engine does nothing but promote the playoff. And I know that it's separate from the NCAA. But here's the other thing. And in my opinion, if they go to 12, which is a terrible idea, four is almost too much most years. To be honest, I've never in my life, and, you know, I'm fairly young, but there's never been a point in my life at the end of the season that I've said to myself, looking at a final AP top 25, hey, you know what? You know, Team X that finished fifth, you know, they were really the best team in college football this year. It's never been the case. The only way that I could see this even having a chance to survive would be if, are they talking about giving the top four seeds five?
I would think, yeah, but the number 12, that's the only way they can do it. Yeah.
I mean, so if they give the top four teams byes, what they should do with the remaining eight is play at home. They should give the higher seed the home game as a reward because, you know, college football is the most compelling regular season of any sport, if you ask me. And it, to go along with your travel points, you reward the top seed, the higher ranked seed with a home game until you get back down to four. Then
right, that's what I said. The first, yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. I mean, the first two, if we go to 12, and the first four teams get a bye, but the next 2 weeks have to be home games for the higher seeds, because you can't have all these fans traveling all over the place. You just can't do it.
It's going to turn into when you turn on the TV and you watch pick some Olympic sport, and you see that the stands are maybe 25% full, because that's what's going to happen. People aren't loaded. They're not just going to be able to travel, you know, from Miami to Pasadena to Dallas to, you know, they're losing touch with the fans, which, you know, the product on the field is good, but I feel like the fans in all these sports, you know, especially professional, if it wasn't for fans, these players wouldn't be making anything. You know, they'd be playing pickup somewhere. So I don't know. It's just aggravating. I don't know why you mess with a good thing. If we had to have a playoff, four is the perfect number, in my opinion. And I'll hang up and keep listening. Thank you, Bob.
Well, I think you said you can't think of a team. I can think of two last year, three maybe, that had a pretty legitimate argument about being in a type of layoff. Texas A&M, one of them. Oklahoma, did anybody want to play Oklahoma at the end of last year?
Uh-uh.
No, hell no. And then you got teams like Coastal Carolina got left out completely.
Yeah, bananas.
After being undefeated. And every year we have a team like that. Mm-hmm. Central Florida, you can go all the way back to when Tommy Bowden was at Tulane. Marshall did it. Urban Meyer did it at before Utah joined the Pac-12. I mean, there's a number of examples out there. We've got to start figure out a way to give these people a chance to be a part of the national championship. And I'm not saying this because I'm tired of the four teams, but I would like to see other teams. I would like to see more meaningful football when the season is over with. And this argument, well, it's going to take away from the regular season. Why? No, it's not. Doesn't take away from the regular NFL season. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, Oklahoma, yeah, they got off to a bad start. Man, could they have benefited from a 12-team playoff? Because I'm going to tell you, I don't think anybody wanted to play Oklahoma at the end of last year. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back and listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Still wrecks Brighton Park at Nexton Parkway, also Spool in front of the Codfather and Sam Rittenberg Boulevard at Memminger. New problems being reported, Farmington at Main Street, Ashley Phosphate at South Railroad, and Ashley Phosphate at Northwood. If you're traveling East 9th North at Berlin G, reports of a wreck, Carolina Park Boulevard at North 17, and Camellia at Coleman in Mount Pleasant, there are accidents. One stalled auto on the interstate eastbound on the aviation on-ramp. Heavy traffic over the Downhill Bridge westbound. Be careful. Baker and Brewer at 94 Stewart Street, downtown Charleston. The pizzeria and tap room are open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. for pickup, as well as indoor and outdoor dining. Enjoy the games outside and try the new seasonal Holy City Brews on tap. Check Facebook or bakerandbrewer.com for details. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Lowcountry weather.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Lowcountry Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and humid with a high around 81. Humid tonight with a stray thunderstorm, a low around 76. Cloudy, warm, and humid Wednesday with a thunderstorm around in the afternoon and evening, a high around 84. Looking ahead, highs reach the upper 80s by the weekend with PM thunderstorms in the area Saturday. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
The Exit Realty Lowcountry Group and their team of trusted advisors are staples in the real estate community of the Lowcountry and a champion of closing the gap in home ownership for those who didn't think they could own a home. Buying a home is still the American dream, and if you're serious about buying a home, you can own your own home. Let Exit Realty Lowcountry Group lead you through the process. Call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's exitlowcountry.com.
Watch out! Over here at Carolina Building Materials, they're always busy. Busy helping contractors, busy answering homeowners' questions, busy finding laminate countertops and vinyl flooring, busy finding perfect cabinets and doors for your home. From home remodeling to fixing up your rental property, Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Stop by 2440 Meeting Street for the best advice at the right price from Carolina Building Materials.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Imagine being denied an apartment because of housing discrimination.
It's so wrong.
But who has the power to stop this?
You do. The law is on your side. If you've been discriminated against because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status, file a complaint with HUD. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
Visit hud.gov/fairhousing. A public service message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle.
Right, everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. If you need that car wash, take it over to Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 north of Mount Pleasant. Full service car wash to do detailing as well. Check them out at cactuscarwash.com. Or as we always tell you, stop in. They're locally owned. One of the owners is always there. Phillip's always there. Tall guy, floppy hat. Ask Phillip about that $39.95 a month. Unlimited car washes every month for $39.95. That is available only at Cactus Car Wash, right across from the town center over in Mount Pleasant. I mean, we can sit there and argue about a 12-team playoff all day long. I'd be curious to see. Maybe we'll get it next week if we're able to see what some of the proposals that this subcommittee is presenting. They're going to present the pros and cons of the 4-team playoff. I'm sure there'll be an 18 playoff model in there. I don't think anybody thought a 12-game playoff was even a thought. But apparently, again, according to Yahoo Sports Pete Thamel that playoff scenario, the 12-team playoff scenario, is the most likely right now. But until we figure it out, how they're going to play it out, what bowl games are going to be involved, if any, it's really hard to argue. I would just say more playoff football in college is better. I am as big of a college football fan as anybody. I don't think it'll take away from the regular season one bit. If it took away from the regular season, why would anybody buy a season ticket to South Carolina football this year? If the playoffs took away from the regular, why would you even buy a season ticket? Because this team has like 0% chance of making a college football playoff. Whether it's 4 teams, 12 teams, you can put 24 teams. And it's probably not going to make a playoff. Why should anybody buy a season ticket? They buy season tickets by A, because they love their school, they love supporting their school, and they love college football. That's why people watch bowl games in the Bahamas. That's why they watch bowl games in Boise, Idaho. That's why they watch bowl games this year in Myrtle Beach. Because we love college football. I mean, it's very simple. It's not going to take away one bit away from the regular season. I would argue it makes the regular season more important. Especially in a league like the ACC, where Clemson is dominant, and there's nobody even close to Clemson, but you have a handful of teams that might fight it out for a spot in that 12-team playoff. Same with Alabama. I don't know what the gap between Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Texas A&M, I don't know if that gap is as wide as it is in the ACC. But still, same reasoning. I think it makes the regular season more intriguing. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, this is Randy. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to call and see, do you know if they're going to be 100%? I'm just kidding, Bobby. Don't hang up on me. what I'm calling about, I had an idea on the, I don't know if it's dumb or not, but take the top four bowl games, the eight teams playing in those bowl games, play those bowls and take the four winners from that and would make up your four teams.
Yeah, but then, let's say you're a Clemson fan and you make the quarterfinals. Hey.
Let's don't ever say I'm a Clemson fan.
Well, okay, anyway, whatever you're a team of, and you get down to that, okay, you know you're going to be, if you're a top seed, you know you're going to get a bye. In a 12-team playoff situation, you're going to get a bye. So let's just say for the next 3 weeks, if you win, you've got to go to Miami to the Orange Bowl, you've got to go to Tempe, Arizona, for the Fiesta Bowl, and then you got to go to New Orleans for the championship. You going to be able to afford that?
No, I'm talking about not play. No, the winners from each bowl game, the top four bowl games, the winner from each one. Oh, I see what you're saying.
If you want to make those.
Okay, I'll follow you.
If you want to incorporate those six bowl games, you're asking fans for 3 weeks.
Right,
there'll be fans of two schools that have to travel all over this country for three straight weeks.
Right. Yeah. They need to do something to make the regular season mean more, because there's too many people opting out of playing this game and that game.
Right.
I think their scholarships ought to be treated as contracts, and now that they're going to be paid, is that going to be the situation?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I don't know where this will go, but I would say this. Well, we saw it last year. Unless you're one of those four teams in the semifinals, you have players opting out all over the place. They didn't even want to play in the bigger bowls.
Because you look at baseball, which I know you do, Baseball don't do that. You know, Old Dominion and Wright State and all them other teams that got to come up, they were given the chance because their regular season meant something. So they were given the opportunity to go play against the bigger schools, no matter who they played in the regular season. And I think that's fair.
Right.
But, you know, I wanted to run that, but you make a great point because I wasn't thinking about that. Now let me ask you, did you try the mayonnaise and the hamburger meat?
No, not yet. I haven't cooked hamburgers, but I do plan on doing that. Might okay. do it this weekend, but I haven't grilled out. But when I do, I will definitely try that.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
All right. Take care, Bobby.
Okay, man. We got to take a break real quick, and we come back. Check in with our buddy Scotty Eisberg from Channel 4 Sports. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Floyd at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Now's your chance to buy a new Honda with an interest-free loan for 60 months. Over 450 new Hondas on the ground and hundreds more on the way. So we'll do whatever it takes to make a deal. With up to 200% of KBB for your trade in any condition, that's double your trading value. And exclusive of that offer, Stokes Honda will match your down payment up to $7,000 for the purchase of any new Honda. Or you can buy now and pay later with no payments up to a year. Folks, don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
Max down payment match on new private elite. Max trade over allowance $4,000. No payments with 20% down plus tax tag. Include $499.50 administration fee with approved credit. Offers don't combine.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Over $3 million in Instant Karma has already been given away to over 50,000 Credit Karma members and counting. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney now to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Over $3 million in Instant Karma has already been given away to over 50,000 credit members and counting. Visit creditkarma.com/win now to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/win money. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
EQ presents... Picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint, and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
This is the sound of a Blizzard treat at DQ. But it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a Blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today to find out for yourself with just one bite, with flavors like Oreo, cookie dough, and more. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Country Tune Tuesday. Who is that? I know the song. Let me guess. That's not Mary Chapin Carpenter, is it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I was wrong. Who is this?
Terry Clark.
That was a good version of it.
Yeah, she did a good job. Mary Chapin Carpenter, I ain't seen her or heard her name in forever. She was on Kennedy Center Honors this past weekend, doing tribute to Joan Baez.
There you go.
How about that?
There you go. Time out of checking with our buddies over at Channel 4 Sports. Scotty Asberg, how are you, sir?
I was yelling. Let me guess. Let me guess. I knew I wasn't plugged in yet. I wasn't popped in yet. I knew that was Terry Clark. I believe that is a Calgary, Alberta's own Terry Clark, a Canadian country singer. But I did know who that was.
There you go. I didn't know that. So I should have. We should have brought you in.
You should have brought me in. I knew that one. I actually knew that one. So I knew that was Terry Clark. So, no, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Getting a bunch of things done here, a bunch of little things. Not very many times during the year we have all three minor league teams playing at one time, but we have all three within a 24-hour span. All three minor league teams in town are playing, which is kind of a cool deal. Talking some Battery tonight, some River Dogs back home tonight, and the Stingrays home last night, and then again tomorrow night. So pretty cool time for minor league sports in Charleston.
Yep, absolutely. Big win for the Stingrays last night.
It was awesome in there last night. I mean, I felt bad. I felt bad for the fans who wanted to get in because there was a pretty good line of them. But it was a great atmosphere in there for the game. And look, they made the best of a tough situation and got the game played. I mean, once the game started, it kind of felt normal, you know? Like, once the puck dropped, you didn't feel the oddness of it like I thought we would. It was a really well played hockey game that you had a really close up seat for. So it was actually kind of cool. And I hope playoffs go on if they keep playing in there, which they will. It was cool last night, and it was a great win for them, and they played well, and had seven straight wins now. So it could get very interesting if they keep winning in this series. So that was a lot of fun last night.
So for those that don't follow you on Twitter, I thought you had a great idea. Kind of share that with everybody.
Yeah, it has blown up today on Twitter. It's amazing how many people have read it. I think there is interest in it. I just said, you know, after watching last night, and, you know, I've complained for years, and I said the North Charleston Coliseum is too big, it's too cavernous for the Stingrays, there's too much of a push and pull for everything. You know, it's everything. It seems to be the city versus the team, the city versus the team. It just always seems to be like that. And, I know Robbie has expressed, his discord with the parking situation and the concession situation and everything like that. Well, the only way to fix that is to, in essence, take it into your own hands. I mean, if the city's going to get a cut and Aramark's going to get a cut, well, then you probably want a system that's more like the River Dogs, where it's yours, so the money is yours, and then you wouldn't have to worry about a tenant situation or anything like that. So I just said, how great would it be to have a 3,000-seat arena, maybe a 4,000-seat arena, somewhere in North Charleston, and share it between CSU and the Stingrays? I think it would be awesome. I mean, because the CSU has been working and working and working to get a new Buck Dome, and I think they announced it about 10 years ago, and we haven't seen it yet. The Stingrays have obviously hit a point now, it's come to head with the Stingrays right now, where the Coliseum is not working out right now, and they're obviously having to play at the Ice Palace, which isn't really good for anybody. How great would it be to have? I think it would reinvigorate interest in the Stingrays. I think you could do concerts and other stuff there. You have two, in essence, permanent tenants that really wouldn't, they wouldn't overlap. I mean, they're overlapping, but they're not overlapping. Plenty of places, you know, share basketball and hockey. Have it privately funded. You know, get one of those big companies up there, the Googles or the Volvos or the whatever up there, to sponsor the thing and get it made. And then you can run your own concessions, and you can run your own parking, and you could do all those things on your own, and you could find your own concerts to come in, and you don't have to compete with them. You know when your schedule is, so it doesn't matter. You set the schedule if you run the place. It's pretty cool. I think it's a pretty cool idea, and it seemed like everyone agreed with me on that. I don't know the specifics of the lease with the Coliseum, but I think it gets them back a lot. I mean, I think the Coliseum charges the Rays a lot of money, so I thought it would be a cool idea to do that.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Now, saying that, don't know what kind of contract they have, how long the contract is, with the Coliseum and stuff like that. But it was certainly, good gosh, I mean, it would take away from any conflicts for the Stingrays. And more importantly, it would give CSU that basketball arena they've been talking about forever.
Forever. I mean, I think the first, you know, somebody mentioned on there, obviously the first issue that's going to come up, I guarantee it, and you know it and I know it, it's going to be the alcohol sales. Obviously, CSU is not going to do alcohol sales. The Stingrays definitely will. That's going to be the first hang-up. There's no question about it. But aside from that, I just see it being a mutually exclusive, you know, good thing. And it, you know, they wouldn't leave the city of North Charleston. They're both still in the city of North Charleston. But they wouldn't be at the hands of the Coliseum. And, you know, I know the Coliseum needs a permanent tenant, but, you know, if that's your permanent tenant, it's kind of hard when they're your permanent tenant and they can't play their playoff games there. So, that being said, I think maybe you would open up the Coliseum for some more bigger events. And I think that would just give the Stingrays the freedom that they want. I think it would reinvigorate the team and the fan base. I think they'd go crazy about that. They'd love it. I saw the reason I thought of it was just there's a new team coming to Iowa City in the same league next year in the ECHL, and they put up a picture and have just a perfect building, just a stunning building, 5,000 seats. I mean, the amenities that they need, it doesn't look huge. It'll be loud. It'll be filled. I mean, that would be perfect for both. We need that size arena. We have it in TD Arena, but number one, TD Arena has no parking, and number two, TD Arena has no ice. There's no setup for ice there. So it's a moot point to have TD Arena and the fact that it's not in North Charleston. We need something in the North area. We need something in between North Charleston and Somerville. Something, because it is such a fast-growing area up there. It is blowing up there. That you know, circle back around and try to get something in that area. There's enough open space. I would think it would be a great idea to get something like that built up in, you know, up in the North area somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great idea. Great idea.
Thank you. I don't know, I'll take a commission if it works. I won't take blame if it doesn't work. But, you know, it dawned on me. It kind of hit me last night. Well, I've said it before. You know, hockey does really well in those 3,000 to 5,000 seat buildings.
Right.
The Coliseum's too big. It's too big. It's huge. It's a huge arena. It's great for Tim McGraw. It's great for Garth Brooks. It's not great for ECHL hockey. And, you know, a small, compact arena that the Stingrays can make their home. They have it for practice. You know, the Stingrays also have to practice the Ice Palace and go back and forth because they don't have their own ice all the time. Well, I mean, that alleviates that problem as well. If you could practice on your own ice, you could play on your own ice. You know, you might have to go to the Ice Palace if CSU is home. But for the most part, you know, these courts go up and down pretty, you know, you just cover up the ice, put down the court. I mean, I know it takes some effort, but it's certainly not doable. And I think it would benefit both sides really well.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Hopefully, get some legs. Maybe it's something people have been thinking about. But if not, you certainly put the idea, in their head.
Yeah, hopefully, I'd like to think I'd get it out there a little bit. So we'll see what happens with that. But plenty going on. That UVA game was wild this morning. So South Carolina hosting. I think I brought that up yesterday, and you didn't think it was going to happen, but here we are, South Carolina hosting UVA and Dallas Baptist next week. So very interesting. River Dogs home tonight. Interesting story I've got tonight on a Cane Bay hurdler, Jalen Boudreaux. He's got the number one 400-meter hurdle time in the country. He's really, really good. Also, getting ready for the Palmetto Championship down at Congaree. Players are there. Did some interviews today, and we'll have that tonight as well.
Somebody tweeted today when I put out that Columbia was going to host that region. Said that might be the most Gamecock thing to have ever happened.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Yeah. It would almost be like, you know, you remember they used to float the idea of Williams-Brice hosting a bowl game? It would be like hosting a bowl game and South Carolina's not bowl eligible or something like that. It would fall into that category for sure.
Oh, gosh. But anyway, now are you off the rest of the week? Is that the deal?
I am off the rest of the week. Yeah, I'll text you my schedule, but I am off the rest of the week. I am... getting out of town. I'm going to play golf tomorrow with my dad and enjoy a vacation day. I have not yet played the new Muni, so we're going to play the new Muni tomorrow and looking forward to for playing the new Muni. I've just heard wonderful things about it, so I can't wait to play it tomorrow and then go on vacation with my wife for our 10th anniversary. It's been a long stretch. We've gotten out of town a couple times, but for, like a wedding in Buffalo. It hasn't been a vacation in a long time, so we've gotten through these 2 years, and now we're looking forward to getting out.
Well, there you go. Whatever you do, have fun.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Okay, just let me know when you'll be back. So
I will do it. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Scotty Osberg, Channel 4 Sports, coming up at 6 and 11. Right now, best time ever if you want to sell your home. Low inventory. Not many houses on the market. The ones on the market, they're selling fast. Many times up to $20,000, $30,000 over list price. Just think about what you would do with that much extra cash. You could buy new furniture, buy a boat. With today's low interest rates, you could even buy more home. Because of the low inventory, though, people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that new home. That agent is my friend Matt O'Neill. Matt is a top-producing agent in all of Charleston. He's got a long list of qualified buyers, and they are ready to buy. He is the only agent in town that'll give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home in just 24 hours. He also has another option. We tell you about it every day. Matt can give you the cash to buy that home you find before you even list your current home. What's happening is people are finding a house they like, but the house is sold before they can get everything ready to go. So Matt's going to give you the cash to buy that home before you even list your current home. So be the all-cash buyer who wins that offer on your dream home. Take advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to this show, I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to MattO'NeillRealEstate.com. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on Country Tune Tuesday. I got to try to guess who that is. I want to say Ronnie Millsap, but that's wrong, isn't it?
That's wrong. That's really wrong.
Is that Conway?
No, he's an old, newer artist. Newer. More 90s.
That's an old song. Who sang that song first?
Who sang it first? Who's singing it now?
Who's singing it now?
Tracy Byrd.
He was not the first one to sing it. Well, I don't believe.
I can find out.
I wonder if that's an old Ronnie Millsap song, if I'm not mistaken. And I could be mistaken. I have been mistaken before.
Johnny Paycheck, maybe. Is that right?
I didn't think it was Johnny Paycheck. Well, I knew it was an older song. That's a good version of it, though.
Yeah, that's the only, if it's Johnny Paycheck, then Tracy Byrd's the only version I know.
Okay.
Let's see. Is it? Oh, now we got both of them going one time. Yeah. It's original.
When I want to live.
That's Johnny Paycheck.
Yeah.
She's everything to me in life.
Also infamous for singing Take This Job and Shove It.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this, yes, it is Tuesday afternoon. Some college notes. Wisconsin Notre Dame, they've rescheduled their game at Lambeau Field. They're going to open up the 2026 season. That's more makeable for me right now. Okay. You start getting him in these 2036, 2038 games. That's a question mark right there. Alabama and Oklahoma State, they've had it home and home series 2028-2029. Alabama moved that Notre Dame home and home series to 2029 and 2030. So a couple of scheduling moves there. Tracy Smith out after seven seasons as Arizona State's baseball coach. He was hired in 2014 after earning National Coach of the Year honors at Indiana the year before, led Arizona State to the NCAA regionals four times, but did not get to the College World Series. So he is out at Arizona State. So another big-time baseball job opening up. David Tepper, a Panthers owner. I got confused there. Panthers owner David Tepper wants a new downtown stadium in Charlotte. He says at some point, Bank of America Stadium is going to fall down. When, David? I mean, come on, man. That stadium, I mean, don't make up stuff to try to get you a new stadium built. There is nothing wrong with Bank America Stadium. But he says it's going to fall down at some point. Well, yeah, maybe. Everything will fall down at some point. He said he's not going to build the stadium alone. He said the community is going to have to want it. And he says there's no way in hell he's going to build a stadium with a dome in it, after COVID, because the weather in Charlotte is too nice. So he wants to build a new stadium downtown. A couple of the ideas. I think there's a piece that's like a warehouse property over around where the current stadium is. The other idea is to maybe tear down Bank America Stadium and build it where it is now and play somewhere, probably in a college stadium, for a couple of years until it's built. Which is again, how old is Bank America Stadium? Despite the fact they put millions of dollars in it to upgrade it not that long ago.
Yeah. But my thing is, if you're going to do it, go big. I mean, put a dome on it that opens. Damn.
Yeah, I would think so too. I was kind of surprised that he said he didn't want a dome.
Yeah.
But yeah, put one with a retractable roof.
Yeah, you're going to start talking about how much money you got to build stadiums.
I mean, he's obviously got more money. I mean, this is just a typical case where the billionaire owner comes in, he looks around at Jerry Jones's toys, he looks around and sees the big stadium in Atlanta, and he wants to be the next guy on the block with the new toys.
Yeah, and make, I tell you
what, I mean, that's all it is.
Make bigger bathrooms so lines ain't long. And more concession stands, so lines ain't long.
That's all you care about.
I'm just saying, you know, you want to.
Not the fact that they don't need a new stadium. This city has torn down more good stadiums than any city in the history of the United States.
Well, might as well keep up with the Dame.
They had the Charlotte Coliseum that was located, I forget what road it's on. It didn't last 10 years before they blew it up.
Well, I mean.
And built a new arena downtown.
Always got to stay fresh.
So, I just wonder how the residents of Charlotte feel about financing a stadium for a billion-dollar owner. He is building that big place out there in Rock Hill, in the Fort Mill, the big practice facility. Because he wants to have the nicest practice facility.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with wanting to have the nicest things.
This is just keeping up with the Jerry Joneses, is all it is. You can't tell me Charlotte needs a new football stadium. You just can't convince me of that. He says, at some point, it's going to fall down.
As most things.
Well, at some point, my house is going to fall down. Might not be for 100, 150 years, but at some point, it's going to fall down. I don't understand these rich guys, man. Charlotte does not need to replace Bank of America Stadium. I'm sorry. It does not.
If you're that itching to spend the money, send it to me and Bobby.
Right.
And we can get this damn AC fixed. It's so hot in here.
You've got two fans. I guarantee it's hotter in here because you're a fan hoarder.
You know what? All I had was the one. Terry brought the other one to me. All I know is
Terry.
I need to get into a church because I can't spend eternity in this.
All right, we got 2 hours in the book. Rafe Judd, he's going to call today at 5:25. We'll talk a little NASCAR. Yeah, if you've ever been to Bank of America Stadium, do the Carolina Panthers really need a new football stadium? I don't think they do.
Probably just want to wipe away the memory of Cam Newton in it.
Well,
probably.
Atlanta didn't need a new football stadium. The Georgia Dome wasn't 20 years old. Turner Field. Atlanta didn't need a new baseball stadium. Just wasting money right and left. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.